Welcome back to RBKD. It is a Way Back Rap Wednesday, old school hip hop hump day right here on RBKD. You can always watch the show. You can go to hornfm.com and you should be able to tap into the Twitch stream there. There should be a link to make it easy for you. Also, you can follow us via Twitter. I'm at Rod Favors in the Twitterverse. My man Kevin Dunn is at KevinDunn01 and John Reichel at JS Reichel in the Twitterverse. And he's the one that is DJing the Way Back Rap Wednesday, old school hip hop hump day. This one a little bit more mellow. I like it though. I recognize it. The song, but I cannot recognize the artist.
Yes, this artist lived a life of mystery. This was MF Doom, Doomsday.
Oh, I've heard this guy. He's got to wear the mask.
Yeah, he's the guy who wore the Dr. Doom mask.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But yeah, he did a lot of good stuff in the late 90s and early 2000s. Highly encourage you and both Kevin to listen to him.
No, I've listened to him before. He's got like a cult following.
Yeah.
People are really passionate about him.
When you talk about, you like Pac because of like his lyricism, right?
Yeah.
He's a poet.
Yes.
Yeah, MF Doom is a very similar way. His rhyming style is very similar to like some of the better poets of like the Renaissance, where he's able to like do rhyming couplets and all sorts of really cool stuff. Highly encourage you to give him a listen.
Yeah, no, I've seen, because even people have like this kind of cartoon symbol for him.
Yeah, it's true. He's got the mask.
He's the arch villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the story behind it because I'm not that big of a fan.
But he's got all sorts of other personalities too. He's just a very interesting artist.
Interesting.
But yeah, but at the base of it,
exactly.
Yeah, okay. He died last year. But yeah, at the very base of it, very good artist. Check him out.
How did he die? You know?
He died in October. I believe it was of a health something with his health. But he was very private, and we didn't even realize he passed away until a couple months after. They kept him very private.
Is that because nobody knew, like, his real, actual, like, because he had an alter ego and a persona. Nobody actually knew who the real person was?
He kept very private. People knew who he kind of was, but not, like, a lot of details. And his family didn't, like...
And he wasn't out there.
The family didn't tell the public until later, until they had all the affairs and over a very private man.
I know we learn about, and it is so shocking because humility is just not something that we're accustomed to in our society. When you do meet the stars, like Chadwick Boseman...
Sure.
Who, you know, they had cancer for years and then nobody knew about it, dies with within his family. And
I don't like that he died with cancer.
No, but
the
comedian that just died.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yep.
I mean, nobody, I mean, I'm sure his friends,
so
most people knew.
I'm printing stuff up.
A lot of people didn't know that.
I come back and I heard you guys, it sounded like you were getting into a nerdy, like, X-Men comic book thing, but apparently we were talking about something else. I was like, I print something out, and this show turns into that right
now. No, because the rapper actually was, I mean, he had a persona.
Who was it?
MF Doom. Here, I'll give you guys a little taste of it so you remember.
Yeah. And he used to wear a mask, and that's what kind of he got
he
into.
He had, like, the comic book-esque mask.
Yeah.
And he had, a persona that he kind of went by, and had his actual life was very private.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's one of those guys.
I don't think I know who you are talking about.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he has a cult following, but he basically shunned popularity. He didn't
try to
become mainstream. He's one of those guys. Like, nah, I want to be kind of
on Twitter.
Nope.
I don't think he was.
He wasn't even in this country.
Okay, there you go.
Interesting.
I don't know enough about the man. Shout out here to my man CB, because it kind of sparked an idea for me, because CB threw out there, he sent me a video of X, of basically the X-Men opening. Remember the cartoon X-Men?
No.
You don't remember watching the cartoon X-Men?
Never watched it.
John's probably too young to remember the cartoon X-Men.
It's on streaming now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the X-Men movies now, except there was a cartoon version of it. Yeah.
I never knew about X-Men. I was into Superman.
Oh, really?
I was into Batman.
Oh, X-Men's
That's
awesome.
Actually really surprising that you were even at all into that world.
No, I was. I mean, as a kid, I was
hard
definitely
to avoid
into that
it
world.
As a kid.
Yeah. I mean, I had all the
comic books.
The little characters, the little toys.
Oh, yeah, action figures?
And I got, action figures, and I got into the movies, too.
Oh, the movies were great.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then, the old
ones. Movies,
like Christopher Reeves.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, exactly.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, remember the George Clooney Batman? Remember he was a Batman for
Val
Kilmer throw the Batman suit on once, too?
He was better than George Clooney.
I think
George Clooney
was the last Batman I saw.
Oh, man.
Dude, Christian, you just saw Christian Bale's Dark Knight?
Never saw it.
You should.
Really?
You should. No,
you should. Legitimately, you should.
Because I didn't get to go home tonight and watch
that. I
can
get into those movies.
It was the first comic book adaptation that was nominated for Best Picture.
And since you like more realism.
Was he dead? Which one?
He was dead. Posthumously, they nominated Heath Ledger for
Joker.
Best Supporting Actor.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah. And I haven't seen that.
You got to see it. His performance is, I mean, he steals the whole damn movie.
I won't overhype it because you hate it when people overhype things.
Man.
You would like it.
Okay.
It's really good.
I trust y'all on that.
It's really good. And honestly, the Dark Knight Rises with Bane is not that bad either.
All three of those movies, I think you would appreciate.
Hey, what happened to
Batman Begins?
What happened to Superman?
He's still there's a Superman. Is it Kit Caviezel? What's his name? Caviezel?
Jim Caviezel,
whatever his name.
I thought no.
Is that him?
No, but he did that other movie. But no, that wasn't Superman.
Okay.
How come there haven't been a Superman and Wonder Woman hooking up?
There's been Superman and there's more Wonder Woman and there's comics about that. But okay. Not yet in here in the movies. It's just that they haven't been as popular as, you know, Batman and all the Marvel stuff.
I gotcha.
Yeah, they just came out and said one of the Superman comics, because they have all these types of different universes that Superman is in, that he is now bisexual.
Superman?
One of the Supermans is. Yeah.
Okay.
There's lots of different storylines here, and it goes in. Yeah, but one of them is. Okay. At this point, yeah.
But it's just comic books, because there's different worlds and universes. Of
and different stories that you can tell with the characters.
All right, there you go.
We got way too deep into that for Katie. Katie's like, I don't care about all that stuff.
Bunch of nerds.
You guys are getting way too deep into it.
So anyway, guys, this weekend, Kentucky, Georgia.
Oh. That's good, though.
Rod's still reading his Superman.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
Attention. What do you mean? I was paying attention.
Kentucky, Georgia.
That,
it's honestly not that great of a college football weekend. We'll get into some of the NFL stuff, but that's your best matchup if you're looking at the top 25. That's number 11, Kentucky, at number 1, Georgia. Georgia's defense has just been suffocating. I don't expect Kentucky to actually make this that tight. Although the line's at 23, and I've made money off taking Georgia in blowouts the last couple weeks. I'm going to have to look at that one a little bit. I'm not sure they cover that.
Wouldn't it be great
if I reverse it on Dave and beat Dave with his Georgia Bulldogs by not taking them with the points this time?
I mean, Georgia by, say, 23?
23.
That's a big number, man. That's a big number.
Kentucky's 6-0, man.
Kentucky, and I'll tell you what I love about Kentucky. They got Liam Cohen, who used to be one of the assistants for Sean McVay. He's really good, and he's running that wide zone.
Same thing
that Jeff Grimes is running now at Baylor, and it's working really well for him. Man, I didn't think it would really take effect this quickly. But they have mastered it. So maybe he's simplified the scheme for them. Whatever they're doing, it's working. Against Georgia, it's going to be interesting to see how Georgia defends it. Not that Georgia can't defend it, but I just want to see schematically what they decide to do against it.
Yeah, right.
Because nobody else has really been able to stop it this year that Kentucky's played. They've been running over everybody with that new wide zone.
You're right. Liam Cohen was good hire by Mark Stoops. I went rabbit holing on Liam Cohen.
Yeah, he's a good. Yeah.
So Cohen is connected to Sean McVay, mm-hmm. was there for a couple years. But really, so he was a quarterback at UMass for 4 years. And really, it's Mark Whipple, who was a Miami offensive coordinator. If you're really like me and you're nerdy about your college coaches and the lineage, you'll probably remember Whipple when mm-hmm. he was there for a couple of years. They didn't live up to what you know his rep was, but Whipple's a good coach, and he's taken a lot of what he learned there, also a lot of what he learned with Sean McVay, and he's doing a hell of a job at Kentucky.
Yeah, he is.
He's gonna be moving up quickly.
Yeah, he actually will probably they probably only have him for a year or two.
So speaking of the wide zone, another game that nationally is relevant is BYU coming off the loss. BYU ranked 19th in the country, and regionally important for us, just to get a better feel for this team, they're going to Waco to take on 5-1 Baylor. That'll be on ESPN 230.
And I think Baylor's getting Terrell Bernard back, who was their best defense, arguably their best player, period, but their best defensive player.
I read they are.
They're getting him back. So if they're getting him back, honestly, I wouldn't doubt if Baylor pulls the upset. I know that sounds crazy, but Baylor is rolling right now.
Here's
and they're
the
confident.
So you think it's an upset, right? Because it's 19 in the country going to unranked.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor's favored by 6.5.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take it back. Not the upset.
No, I will
not
give you credit,
upset,
though, because you didn't know that.
But,
and
yeah,
in your head, you're thinking, no, Baylor's a better team then.
Baylor's offensive line is graded right now as one of the top 5 best O-lines in college football by Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
We thought that would fade after week one or
two. But they've been playing better competition.
Playing better competition, and still they remain steady. And I think Jeff Grimes is doing a great job with them. So I guess he's not an upset, but I'd take Baylor to win that.
Yeah, the question now is would you lay that many points?
That is the real question. Yeah. Baylor by, a touchdown?
Yeah.
Or 6.5?
Six and a half. So
yeah, that's actually
right there.
I think I might keep BYU on that one, just to keep it close.
I got to say this, probably the best national matchup with ranked teams. I mean, it's Kentucky-Georgia.
It's Georgia.
Is Oklahoma State-Texas.
Yeah, second is Texas and Oklahoma State. There's no question.
And I don't think Oklahoma State's 12th in the country. Here's the other thing.
It's only two matchups between ranked opponents this year.
This week. That's it. And Texas is favored by 5, even though goes to show you to get into rankings and all that and not to get too fired up with it. In terms of NFL, we've got Bucs-Eagles. That'll be tomorrow night. Tampa Bay favored by 7. The Eagles just aren't. Look, I mean, I think the Eagles at some point here are going to end up shopping some guys in the trade deadline. I think they kind of know what they are. They're 2-3, so they're not out of it yet. But you watch that football team, and it starts at quarterback, but there are other issues there. Tampa Bay should go in there and move to 5-1. Other matchups that really stand out for us, Chargers, Ravens, man. 4-1 at 4-1. Ravens favored by 3 in this game. Man, it took everything that they had to come back and win that thing to actually get to 4-1.
Yeah. I just don't know if the Ravens are going to have enough versus the Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers on that.
Real good football right now. And the Ravens are digging themselves a hole. It's hard to dig yourself a hole and come back like that.
Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks. So I don't think they'll do it. I think Chargers are going to win that game.
Cardinals-Browns favored by 3, even though Cleveland's 3-2. Arizona's
5-0.
I mean, some of that could be home field advantage, but even then, that'd probably be just 3, so you would keep it at even. So I do think that they feel like Cleveland may be the better football team, or it's the better matchup.
Oh, they're desperate. Has Cleveland lost 2 in a row now? Is that 2 in a row for them? But they lose. They lost to the Chargers.
They lost to the Chargers 47-42, and I thought they it's not have. 2 in a row because they started the season off with that loss that they shouldn't have had to the Chiefs, 33-29.
Right. Good point.
Man, the Chiefs could very easily be 1-4 right now, and you could argue they should be 1-4.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really close win by them to start the
season
off.
That was when
off.
Cleveland came out like gangbusters. Remember they were up big in that game?
Yeah. Cleveland, that's the first loss, I believe, by an NFL team to score 40 points and have 0 turnovers and lose a game ever in NFL history. So Cleveland probably should have won that Chargers game, too.
Yeah.
They just came up short. Their defense worries me.
I know.
That defense, man, that is concerning. I thought that defense would be way better than it is. It is not.
It is
Joe
not.
Woods has got some work to do. He's the new DC for them. I think he wants to go with dime coverage as his base. It ain't working right now.
No, it's not. But that'll be the game that I think a lot of us are keyed on. And then obviously we talked about Cowboys Patriots. We'll continue to talk about that. One others, Raiders at the Broncos. Look, they're both 3-2, but it's more just about what the Raiders are going through right now. And this has to be a weird week. I don't know if you caught any of Mike Mayock's press conference, who was the first guy that I saw that actually publicly spoke about the whole Gruden thing. And it's even more odd because of their relationship and the fact that Mayock was hired because of Gruden. But I'll give him credit. I mean, he did right away. He went into the history of the Raiders. And the history of the Raiders would be at the forefront of diversity in the NFL.
Always has been.
Tom Flores.
They hired one of the first female assistants in the NFL.
And executives, high up.
Amy Trask.
Yep.
Yeah. No, they've always been
on that. Good call. You're all over it.
No, they've been fantastic.
So, but just how do they answer to that? And then
Carl Nassib.
Yeah. So Nassib asked for a day off.
I saw that.
And Mike Mayock
said. A mental health day.
He goes, yeah, we're going to give that to him.
You're damn right.
I bet you are.
You're going to give it to him.
But we'll see how the Raiders respond to that. Denver is favored by 3.5. If you want to watch those games, watch any of the games, Pluckers would be a great spot to go to. Pluckers.com if you want to find a location near you. There are 7 Austin area locations. You've got 7 in the Metroplex. They're adding an 8th pretty soon. You got multiple locations in Houston. It is the best wing spot in the state, best sports bar. If you're going to be watching any of these games, you want a bunch of TVs around you, you want to have some good food, you want to have a good environment. Pluckers hits all of those. If you want to stay at home and still enjoy Pluckers, you can order online at Pluckers.com, or you can use DoorDash and get the Pluckers Club app. download that virtually. That way, if you want to go to a Pluckers but not wait in line, you can use that, and it'll hold your place in line. You can show up, sit down, enjoy all the wings that you want, get a couple cold ones, and like I said, you got TVs everywhere. I even used it during Texas OU, Rod, was washing my hands and keeping up with stuff in the bathroom.
I'm glad.
Because I got one in the mirror.
Damn right.
You glad that I was washing my hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a pandemic.
I always wash my hands, and I was washing my hands before. How dare you? It's Pluckers.com. Pluckers, if you don't like our wings, we will give you the bird. All right, we're going to give you a little recap of Lincoln Riley, what's going on in Norman. Ooh. Get back to, speaking of the Raiders, John Gruden. He's just getting kicked out of every club. And then J.R. Smith, he's starting a new career. It's not starting off well. This is The Horn. Way back Wednesday here. Way back hip hop rap hit Wednesday. Rod Babers, this is Kevin Dunn. I know I would have heard this. It's coming back now. Who is this? You know, Rod?
I've never heard this song before in my life. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, this is Big L. Put It On.
Yeah, right, cool. I don't know who that is. I have no idea what Big L is.
I'd have guessed that.
Yeah.
You know I've heard this, though.
This is his hit.
Before.
Okay.
Let's see. Had a buddy 95.
Texted Big L.
I have no idea. I've never heard Big L in my life. Don't know who this is.
Yeah, this was mid-90s, 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I had so many CDs that were just mixed comps, you know, of everything. Compilations, and like, you know, buddy or a chick would give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up just wearing it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But a lot of times the CD, and I would figure out that I don't know who sings a lot of these, because it was kind of it felt like one hit wonder stuff for me. But Big L apparently is not that.
Not a one hit wonder?
I mean, I got some people texting me, saying I know who that is.
I don't even know if it's a. I've never.
No,
heard of
you and I are lost on it.
To be fair, one hit wonders can be rememberable. Like Sir Mix-a-Lot's a one hit wonder. And
yeah.
Whoa!
He'll say
whoa,
My Posse's
whoa,
on Broadway
whoa.
And Baby Got maybe. Back are
Buttermilk
both the two
biscuits.
Hits.
No, so, I like early Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's what I said. You would say that he's got more than one hit.
Yes,
that's
I would. I would. Rod's rolling his eyes.
No, I...
Like, here we go. I've heard
the
Sir Mix-a-Lot
stuff. I don't know if I count my Posse's on Broadway as a hit, but...
It's his best song he's ever done.
It's not better than My Baby Got Back.
It totally is.
Oh, my goodness.
That whole CD is, and I should say cassette tape, because that's, that's when I had it. It was a cassette tape.
That's true.
My Posse's on Broadway, Buttermilk Biscuits.
Oh, man. I thought this is the rap you decided to remember.
This is the hill that you decided to die on.
Absolutely.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I would die biscuits. On that hill. Great song. A great song.
Oh, man.
All right, well, remind me not to bring up Sir Mix-a-Lot again.
Yeah, do not. How dare you?
Hey, you know, he's from Washington State. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
He's one of the only two rappers we have produced is Sir Mix-a-Lot in Macklemore. Those
man.
Are the only two.
Man, yeah. Tons of serial killers. So.
Well, yeah. We got some work to do.
We'll give you all that. Hey, speaking of the Big L, let's talk about Lincoln Riley. Lincoln,
oh nice,
making some news here, and yeah, he got the big W. I wish he would have gotten that L on Saturday.
Well, he's the Big L though.
He is. Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. He is, and lots of kind of news. We're actually talking with Steven, who's getting ready to produce the next show, and Steven's a big OU guy, and just trying to figure out, you know, exactly what went on. Apparently an OU reporter, if you missed this, we talked about it a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. OU student reporter,
yep,
was using binocs and spying on practice.
Exactly.
Now, if you talk to Steven, I guess it's the Gaylord something building.
Oh, well, you can see
you
over
can
to the
see
practice
over
fields.
It,
okay.
But there's like an area for students to sit out there and study or hang out.
Oh, and he went there with the binoculars.
And so he said, I'm a student. I can do this, right?
Wow.
And got the binocs. So it doesn't sound like he was creeping too much.
So you can go up to that. I guess you don't really
there's
have
an area for students to study up
yeah,
there.
You don't
like
really
a
have a problem with your students watching. Like, you know, I guess they're spying on practice. You can't stop that. Because I remember there are some schools where the dorm rooms can look into the
yep.
like into the football stadium or wherever they practice. And coaches have actually requested that they put special windows up. that they can't see through them.
Yeah, some of these coaches.
Because the coaches
man,
are like,
so
nah, I don't
paranoid.
Like it. They're paranoid about that kind of stuff. They really are.
And maybe they should
And maybe they should be. You brought up the story, what, about Barry Switzer?
Yeah, Switzer doing that in the 70s.
In
or
the
had 70s. Someone doing it in
I had
the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
Switzer was so dirty.
That was smart, actually.
Oh, no.
About
he was
that.
Smart and dirty. A lot of times, dirty is smart.
Belichick.
Yeah. Astros.
Exactly. Sometimes dirty is smart.
I mean, they got dirty because they were smart.
Come on now.
You keep on turning over stones and figuring out what's underneath there. So we'll see how this plays out. Apparently, Rattler asked for Monday off. So if that was the case, then we kind of knew who's going to be starting. But Rattler is still at practice by all accounts. Yeah. And apparently, his dad said he's committed here.
Is he really? Say,
well, no, he actually signed here. So why do you need to tell me that he's committed to a program that he's already in?
So that means there's problems.
Yeah, of course
you have
problems.
To reaffirm the commitment.
Right. Yeah. Go home and tell your wife that you're still devoted and married
to
her.
We're still married, okay? She's like, I know. What do you mean?
What the hell's going on?
Why did you have to tell me that we're still married?
Why do you have to tell me that? I wonder how this is going to play out, though, because the reality is that we'll see exactly how Caleb Williams looks. Look, he made some great plays, and certainly with his feet, with the 66-yard run, had 88 on three other – or 88 with four carries total. Made some really good throws, but they were off schedule. On schedule, can he deliver some of the balls that Lincoln Riley is looking for? I think it's a good move because they need a running quarterback because of their offensive line.
I agree 100%. I think that – first of all, his arm is strong.
He's got a strong arm.
He's got a strong arm. Now, I'm not saying that he's more accurate than Spencer Rattler or anything like that, but he's got a strong arm. So I think they're going to go back to more of the quarterback run game they were running with Jalen Hurts. Kind of go back to some of those plays. A lot of those guys, you know, probably remember those plays because he was just there, what, 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. You had Spencer Rattler last year as a starting quarterback, so 2 years ago. So I think that will go back to the quarterback run game. The question is now, though, going against Gary Patterson and TCU because they got a lot of injuries, I've heard.
TCU?
Yeah. There's some questions about Max Duggan and Zach Evans and Quentin Johnson. Basically, their top three best offensive players are going to be dinged up going into that game, even if they even play. But I think TCU might have a decent game plan for a Caleb Williams because he does seem like he may be easier to game plan for just because you know quarterback run game. And something tells me that, you know, they may try to take their shots downfield, but they're going to try to establish the quarterback run game first with him.
I don't think there's any question.
And I think you can stop that or at least neutralize it if you're Gary Patterson.
And I think that's one of the things. Look, Texas' run defense was going to be bad. No matter who they were playing against, I could have been handing the ball off and have no threat at all with the quarterback. But you add that plus one, and it does open stuff up for Gray and Kennedy Brooks, who had 217 yards, which they had not had a 100-yard rusher outside of Western Carolina all season. And they get one guy who goes for 217. They almost had 200-yard rushers.
Oh, because, okay.
Williams had 88.
I was going to say, because one 66-yard run.
Gray average, what, 5 or 6 a pop?
It's crazy. I mean, TCU, the crazy thing about it, if they didn't have injuries, I'd be, you know, at least excited that potentially they could pull the upset because Caleb Williams are making his first official start. But TCU is their own worst enemy. Even if everybody plays, think about it, TCU has 2 losses by a combined 13 points this year. 3 turnovers versus Texas, right? The trick play fumble on the punt return on their own 9. Had the sack fumble they lost that Anthony Cook sacked Max Duggan and stripped the strip sack, I should say. Then TCU versus SMU, they had a sack fumble, another one, strip fumble, on their own 9-yard line. And then, which is makes it an easy touchdown for the opponent. They got 7 points out of that. And then versus Cal, they had an interception on their own 8-yard line, a pick 6. So, basically, they've just given away 2 games.
Yeah.
Easily. Just gave them away with their own mistakes. So that's a concern, man, with TCU. They're their own worst enemy.
They actually haven't looked, and not all that as being looking like you're poorly coached, but they haven't looked well coached like they usually do.
Nope.
That's more of a compliment to Gary Patterson and the types of teams he's had. Even when they lose, they usually look well coached.
Yeah, so my point is, watch out for a healthy TCU team that doesn't beat themselves.
Yep.
Because this guy may be the limit for that team that actually isn't beating themselves. Because they are their own worst enemy, no question about it.
All right, how about John Gruden? We told you to give you a little potpourri on this second to final segment here. So the Bucks Hall of Honor. I kind of had some fun with Chad in the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll let that sit.
Yeah.
You guys use your imagination.
I don't want to use my imagination.
I know you don't. So Chad was done with the show, and he's in the bathroom and dropped all my stuff in here and had to go take a leak, mm-hmm. and I'm in there, and Chad's in there, and we start talking about the whole, he's like, what do you think about the whole Gruden thing with the Hall of Honor, because he's a Bucks fan, and I go, Chad, no offense, no one gives a crap about the Hall of Honor. The Bucks. Like, I know that you've had two really good teams and two Super Bowl winners, yeah. but it's not even like the Cowboys' Ring of Honor, which is, that's still a bigger deal with Cowboys fans, but nationally, you kind of know what it is. And the Bucks have built a little bit of tradition, obviously. That's not the biggest thing, obviously, and it's not what Gruden's probably worried about right now, but would you go that far to kick him out of the Hall of Honor?
I think they're scared more stuff is going to come out.
I'm getting that sense.
650,000 emails they've been going through. I'm not even sure they've gone through all of them. They just found the stuff that was pertinent to Gruden and decided we're going to go after this guy. We're going to sacrifice him to try to distract from what could be some much larger issues, some much more controversial topics they found in those emails. So I think first of all, he's being sacrificed because they need somebody to distract from what may be a bigger issue, and I don't even know what that could be. But also, I think for them, they're afraid, what if more stuff comes out? Because initially, it was just one comment, one off-putting comment. Remember he made about the rubber lips like a Michelin tire or whatever the hell he said? One comment, and then we found out, oh, no, actually it's like, it's a bunch of, it's scores of emails with he's making these very insensitive comments that are offensive comments to a lot of people. And now they're afraid, what if some other stuff comes out?
Yeah.
People got stories now.
So Mark Davis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Chucky Jr.
Yeah.
That's a good haircut. It looks like what we saw with Mike Gundy earlier, but worse.
It looks terrible.
At least Mike
Gundy
was 17 in Oklahoma in the 80s.
Goes back to our point, though. When you're a billionaire, nobody's telling you no.
No, nobody's
telling you no. Dude, that haircut sucks.
Yeah, dude.
Who's cutting your hair? Like, nobody's telling you that.
Why would you put a bowl around your head to get it cut when you have that much money? Let him just cut it.
It looks great, boss.
Yeah.
Great haircut, boss.
Mark, you're hot. Shut up, Cheryl. So Mark Davis broke his silence, and he did it this morning. He said, when asked about it, he said, I have no comment. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers. And as this article mm-hmm. says, the word suggests there is more to the situation than Gruden's leaked and offensive emails that surfaced during the investigation. So you mentioned the 650,000 emails.
Come on, man.
Not 650,000. Rod, I think you're dead on this. I mean, there's going to be other stuff that comes out.
So the stuff in there. That's just, and by the way, this is why, and I think smartly, Tom Brady said, hell no, y'all can't have my phone.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, we're just looking for evidence that is relevant to Deflategate. That's all we care about. After that, we're going to give you back your phone. It's going to be no trouble at all. No, hell no, y'all can't have my damn phone. Because this is what happens when y'all are investigating one issue and then found something. Oh, it got leaked. We saw.
And it could have been cheating on Giselle.
It could have been anything.
Been something that has nothing to do with this.
It could have been somebody else on the team cheating on their wife, and I was talking about it via text. No. Sorry, NFL. I don't trust you like that.
Yep.
This is also why they settled with Colin Kaepernick, too. And by the way, the Colin Kaepernick camp is now in on this because they want the emails released. They want all of them released.
The NFLPA does.
Yeah, they want them
they
released.
They want everything released.
Because they know.
What do you got?
They know there's some shady stuff on there.
Give us some leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll mess it up during negotiation time, but give us some leverage.
They're not letting that happen. The owners right now are like, hell no.
It's not happening.
You ain't letting that stuff go public. No way.
Hey, did you see this J.R. Smith story? We'll finish with this. So I think we talked about this. I brought it up briefly when it happened. So J.R. Smith, who originally signed with North Carolina, had a huge McDonald's All-American game. I'll never forget this. And was like, I'm going pro, right? And J.R. Smith, I mean, had some times. He was 2-time NBA champion, had some years where he definitely could help people out. But he went back to college and was going to North Carolina AT&T.
Yeah, it's a good story.
A&T. AT&T.
AT&T,
yeah.
I wish they had that sponsor.
Yeah.
Add another T.
They wish they had those funds.
They will sponsor you.
They had those funds, be a different deal. North Carolina A&T. But he went back to go play golf.
That was a cool
collegiate
story.
Collegiate golf.
That's
it's
story.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So he was stung by... To look at him.
He was I've never seen that
stung
video.
By hornets while completing his round yesterday on the second day of the of one of the invitationals they're playing in. And originally I had heard it was a beehive and that he was getting caught up in that.
Oh, man.
But they're saying here, hornets were just stinging
That's
him.
Great. Is that his woman next to who is that? Oh, so she like worked for the team? Oh, he just got stung by a bunch of
I'm
hornets
guessing
or
that's
bees?
His woman.
Oh, it might be his woman. Maybe it is his woman.
And I'm just guessing as a compliment to her.
That is hilarious. I didn't see this video. I didn't know there was video of it. That's great.
So you can get online see this.
I would not mess. So it's hornets or bees? It was hornets?
It was.
Because there's a difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference,
so,
man.
So I had heard beehive originally, and this story I just pulled up here said it was actually hornets. Smith did say, I got a lot of great feedback. Chris Paul was telling me guys were talking about it in the locker room. Oh, you know, guys, when they saw this video, Rod, we got your guttural initial reaction right there.
Because he kind of, you think he's dancing at first.
Have you ever had that? Have you ever had like swarm
like
of bees?
Ant bed or something?
Or, no, but I mean, more than that.
Swarm of bees. I don't think I've ever had a swarm of bees come after me. I know I've heard stories about this, but I stay away from stuff like that.
My deal with bees. I you've seen me. I don't get upset a lot. You've seen me get upset and get on people like Brian Spielis.
Yeah,
we're on remote.
Oh yeah, about killing bees.
Well, and he started swatting at it. Yeah. Don't swat at it.
Yeah, you're right. You say you don't like people swatting at bees.
I've never been stung in 43 years.
No, it was one
because I treat the bees.
You're
well.
Right. We were at the Dale Diamond, and it was two bees around us, and you were like just chilling.
I was just chilling,
and I was running.
Just
like,
relax.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Running's okay. Don't swat at it and piss it off, and then it lands on me and stings. I'm kind of curious. I want to know what it feels like now, though.
To get stung?
Yeah.
Have you ever been stung?
Not by a bee.
You've never been stung by a bee?
Never been stung by a bee. I'm telling you.
I have.
I've been very, very smart
you
about
have
it.
Maybe they like you. Maybe
they do.
Maybe you're with bees the way DMX is with dogs.
With dogs, with pit bulls. How bad does it hurt?
It hurts pretty bad.
You've been stung by a jellyfish?
No.
Hell no.
I've been careful about those.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that. They pee on you?
That hurts. No, but if they catch you, no, you're supposed to pee.
Pee on you.
I'm saying that your friends there pee on you. Do they pee on you? That's my point.
They did not, no.
I don't think the jellyfish are peeing on you.
That's how you worded it.
You guys think I'm really stupid. Like, seriously.
I feel
that the jellyfish?
Bad.
I was like, what are you
talking
about?
We treated you like you're an idiot. You're not an imbecile.
Yeah.
Yes, no, my friends, I was a kid, they did not pee on it. My mom had meat tenderizer and put some of it on it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which she, of course, brought that down to the beach because I was in the water all the time. And the problem is that they got me on the foot, and the poison works its way up. When it gets to your stomach, oh, my God, that hurt. That really hurt.
That is crazy.
That I believe. It did. Bees don't hurt as much as that.
Okay.
It's just the swelling that can get.
Scorpions, what I was always worried about.
I never got stung by a scorpion.
I am still, not deathly, I'm afraid of scorpions, though. I don't like them. They're loners. It's also why I like Daddy Longlegs.
You like Daddy Longlegs?
I like Daddy Longlegs
because
they kill scorpions. Daddy Longlegs are one of the most poisonous spiders on Earth. Their mouth is not big enough to bite us. Which is why we're not scared of them.
They're creepy, though, too.
They're creepy. But if you see Daddy Longlegs, there could be scorpions around.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's good to know.
Yeah,
the
Daddy,
you know.
Daddy Longlegs are incredibly poisonous. They just can't bite us.
Yeah. If you're going to kill any spider, leave Daddy Longlegs alone, because, they'll kill common bug pests in your yard.
They'll kill stuff that probably could sting you that you don't want to be
stung. Well, all spiders kill bugs, let's be honest. That's what they eat.
I know, but
it's trying to make y'all sound like imbeciles, but they're spiders.
No,
they eat
actually
bugs.
Made John sound like the imbecile. Yeah, he's the one who said it.
But they're spiders.
I'm liking this segment. working with two imbeciles, and we're just trying to keep things going.
Yeah, I think jellyfish pee on people.
We'll be back, guys, to finish the show. I'll walk both of you out to your car. I'll take you to the potty room if we have to do that. This is RBKD. We're on a radio station. This is The Horn.
Wow.
My posse's on Broadway.
Me and Kin Sensation, I'm on the way from home in the Black Benz limo with the cellular phone. We're calling up the posse. It's time to get ripping.
Stop laughing, Steven.
You know what? I think it may be a better song than Baby Got Back.
It is. Baby Got Back's not a great song.
I have to admit that. I think it is a better song
than
Baby Got
Back.
Listen to this. But I need the volume higher because the 808 kicks.
I kind of forgot how much he jazz.
It's a good song.
I hadn't heard it so long. I forgot.
Butter Rip Biscuits. That's up next.
No. That's not. But it's. I agree with you now. It's a better song than Baby Got Back.
Thank you.
Baby Got Back's more popular, but it's a better song.
It is. Yeah. It is. Like a lot of things.
Like a lot of things.
The less popular is a little bit better. Hopefully we're popular with y'all, and we're doing a good job. We're having a good time. I know that. Guess what's up next, Rod?
Under the lights.
Under the lights. High school football action. I want 2 hours on Cade Klubnick's shoulder. No, they're gonna give you stuff all over Central Texas. It's a good show. Check that out. Thanks to John Reichel. We got our All-American Rod Babers. We will talk to you all tomorrow. We're going to be at Randall's here in Westlake. All you MILFs, come by and say hi. This is RBKD. Peace, y'all.